USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. The U.S. is now pressing for a ceasefire in Gaza before the United Nations. Submitting a draft resolution this week, Secretary of State Antony Blinken made the announcement while visiting with Arab leaders in Egypt on Thursday. He's set to visit leaders in Israel Friday. The UN Security Council will vote Friday on the new U.S. ceasefire resolution. Americans are still shelling out money for homes despite soaring interest rates. Home sales in the U.S. reached their highest level in a year in February.
The National Association of Realtors revealed that existing home sales surged by almost 10% compared to the previous month. This marks the second consecutive month of increased sales, indicating a rebound from the fall's decline, which was attributed to those soaring mortgage rates. I'm John Schaefer.
New York's Attorney General gearing up to seize some of Donald Trump's properties if he can't come up with a big amount of bond money. USA's Laura Winters.
Donald Trump's golf course and a large estate he owns in Westchester County could be seized by New York Attorney General Letitia James. She's filed the preliminary paperwork in case Trump can't post the $500 million bond he needs in order to appeal his civil fraud judgment.
Apple is being sued for alleged antitrust law violations. The lawsuit filed by the Department of Justice, along with 16 state and district attorneys general, claims Apple has monopolized the smartphone market by blocking competitors from accessing hardware and software features of the iPhone. For the first time in 2 years, life expectancy in the U.S. has gone up. According to a CDC report released Thursday, the life expectancy in 2022 was 77 and a half years. U.S. life expectancy still is not as high as it was before the COVID-19 pandemic. This is USA News.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare...
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airline travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Getting inflation down to 2% remains a challenge, but it's where the Fed believes things are headed as they announced a decision to keep key interest rates unchanged. Fed Chair Jerome Powell speaking to reporters this week.
Markets believe we will achieve that goal, and they should believe that, because that's what will happen over time.
Both the Consumer Price Index and personal consumption expenditure ticked back up in January and February, raising some concern, but Powell believes it's just a minor correction and that a broader downward trend in inflation will continue through 2024 and allow for future rate cuts. An independent investigation by officials in Major League Baseball will be coming as the league's highest paid player is being linked to suspects in a federal gambling probe. L.A. Dodgers superstar Shohei Ohtani's interpreters facing accusations of stealing millions of Ohtani's money and spending it with an illegal bookmaker, but many questions remain.
I think they will look into everything, the bets outside of baseball, the bookmaking operation by this Orange County guy, and then how was Ohtani involved?
Villanova's sports law professor Andrew Brandt, a spokesperson for Ohtani, originally told ESPN the funds were knowingly transferred to help cover a gambling debt. But later, a lawyer said Ohtani was instead the victim of being ripped off. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.